All you feisty freethinkers and happy heathens, I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor. Welcome to the slightly irreverent Free Thought Radio, radio for the rest of us.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. Our broadcast is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We're a membership organization, and we hope someday you will join us. You can find us online at ffrf.org.
We have a fascinating controversy to talk about today, about what happens when the Freedom From Religion Foundation takes a little billboard saying, "Imagine no religion," to a small town in Pennsylvania. And what has happened is that that billboard company that put up our own billboard has put up one repudiating ours, and another religious group has stuck up a billboard saying that atheists hate America. So later in the segment, we'll be talking with the man who put up this billboard for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We'll be talking about that controversy and what it reveals about America's continuing tendency to demonize atheists, and we'll get that inside scoop.
And after the uproar about that Imagine No Religion billboard has created in that community, it's no wonder this Pennsylvania man thought there should be some balance.
And speaking of no religion, Dan, you just came back from a place that apparently doesn't have any organized atheist or humanist or agnostic presence. You came back with a little case of walking pneumonia.
Can you hear it in my voice here?
From Brazil. Anti-carnival, I guess you'd call it. Do you want to talk about that?
I don't know if it's pneumonia, but it's some kind of a Brazilian bug that I came back with. But it was worth it. It was a lot of fun. I was invited to participate in a conference called Nova Consciência, which is far away from the carnival. A lot of people are fed up with the commercialism and the bacchanalia and all the money that's spent on carnival in Rio and in Recife. In fact, I saw part of the carnival in Recife. I saw a million people, huge amounts of money. And I mean, it's pretty exciting. But way out in the country, up in the Sertão, they call it, like the kind of the outback, there's a town called Campina Grande where they have what's considered an anti-carnival. For tolerance, for thinkers, for artists, for people who don't want to get involved in this huge, you know, because carnival was a religious thing, you know.
It's the big celebration after...
Before Lent. Yeah, so they can really just pig out and do more than that. I mean, it's quite amazing, actually. But up in Campina Grande, which is up in the northeast, way far, this Nova Consciência 17th year, it's really a conference of tolerance. And they invite religious people, everybody is welcome. The only people who didn't show up were the evangelicals. In fact, the evangelicals showed up to protest down the street. They didn't
It was picketed by evangelicals.
Picketed by evangelicals. But there were a lot of new agey type of groups. There were religious groups, intolerant Methodist minister, and there were gypsies, and a lot of musical entertainment. And every year there's been, for a number of years, an atheist presence as well, some professors of atheism and others who were welcome as well, and they invited me this year to talk about atheism and represent atheism from the United States, and I couldn't pass up a chance to go down to that great country and talk with those people. One of the professors said, in his estimation, maybe 3% of the country is atheist, although they're very, very hidden. You don't know that. There doesn't seem to be any organized movement. At least not until now. I might have talked some students into starting something. So it was a time when we rose above the differences that we all have to embrace a tolerance and an understanding among human beings that we're all part of the same family. So I gave three talks, and one of them I gave when my voice was lost, and that was the only one that was televised when my voice was lost. And then I also participated in music there, and I met some great musicians. Romero, who plays the guitar, he told me, among all his musician friends, he thinks he's the only non-believer.
And I said, that would be unusual in this country, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and well, I asked him, how many of your musician friends are religious? And he said, all of them. But then I asked him, how many of your religious friends go to church? And he said, none of them. So they're like religious in name only, and he's been calling himself an agnostic / atheist. But what was really nice was we went to a school of music one day, and I met some wonderful musicians. We played all, they wanted to hear American sounds coming out of the piano. So I played a bunch of boogie-woogie and blues and gospel and jazz, all these things. Then we played a whole bunch of Brazilian and Latin music as well. And And they all turned to me and said, "Wow, you play great bossa nova piano." And I said, "Well, coming from you, that's a compliment."
What other forms of music did they play?
Well, in the Northeast, they don't play bossa nova as much, or even samba. They play a thing called forró and frevo.
And so we're going to listen to a little bit of that as we go out
of the next
segment.
There. But what was really, really cute was at the end, we just had a blast, you know, comparing notes. They said, "Let's all sing together. Let's all sing something together." And I wondered what they would pick. And you know what they picked to sing?
What?
John Lennon's Imagine. Of all the songs in English.
Imagine.
In English. And then I saw up on the wall, they had a picture of John Lennon. And that big room we were in was actually called Strawberry Field in English. And so it was so nice to hear them with this heavy Brazilian accent singing Imagine no religio. And I said, "Well, do you guys know what those words mean?" And they said, "Yeah, we know what they mean." But it was just really a high point to see the impact of a song like that all over the world.
Imagine. It's a global bestseller.
Yeah,
global
so that
favorite.
For me, that was a real high point.
So, well, we will be back to speak with someone who comes from a community in Pennsylvania where they cannot imagine no religion, and where the Freedom from Religion Foundation's billboard saying "Imagine No Religion" has stirred up great controversy. And we will go out listening to what kind of music?
Well, this is a guy named Bilio de Campina. He's a forró musician. He was very, very popular in that part of the country.
Minha empregada é uma gata, minha mulher da coroa. Quando ela vai fazer compras, eu fico em casa na toa. Invento de tomar banho, peço pra dar sabão. E ofereço aumento com onda de bom patrão. Olha, empregada doméstica, bonita e boa, faz uma horinha extra antes que chegue a patroa.
Empregada é bom, né, menino?
Vai,
ui, sim. Bonita e boa, faz uma horinha extra antes que chegue a patroa.
Ela segura a saia.
Life is short, short, brother. Ain't it the truth? And there is no other. Ain't it the truth? You got to rock that rainbow while you still got your youth. Ain't it the solid truth?
And that's the incomparable, lovable Lena Horne singing "Ain't It the Truth," the song written by Yip Harburg. Life is short, short, brother, and there is no other. And of course, if you've heard previous shows of ours, you know that that song was actually pulled from the Cabin in the Sky movie because of its heresy, its heretical free thought comments. I'm Dan Barker, and I'm here with Annie Laurie Gaylor in the studio for Free Thought Radio. Coming up, we'll be talking with a Pennsylvania man who helped the Freedom from Religion Foundation to place a billboard that says "Imagine No Religion" in his hometown. And we'll talk about all the uproar that's resulting from that one simple, nice, well-stated billboard. But first, it's time for Freethinkers Almanac. This is a brief look at the contributions of famous freethinkers who were born this week in history.
Frederick Douglass chose Valentine's Day for his birthday, so we want to celebrate that. He did, because he was born sometime, 1817 or 1818, and didn't know his birthday.
Oh, so he got to pick it.
Yeah,
wow.
He chose February 14th.
Wow.
He was born a slave, Frederick Bailey, and later chose the name Douglass. And he was a renowned abolitionist, editor, and feminist. In one of his autobiographies, he wrote, "I prayed for 20 years, but received no answer until I prayed with my legs."
Very good. February 15th is the birth date of celebrated four different freethinkers. In 1954, of the Simpsons creator Matt Groening, who has quipped, "Technically, I'm an agnostic, but I definitely believe in hell, especially after watching the fall TV schedule." And February 15th is also the birth date of Galileo Galilei, who did not have his own TV show. He was born in 1564. He was, quote-unquote, forgiven 350 years after his death by the Catholic Church for blaspheming the church for writing about the laws of gravity, impetus, and momentum. Galileo was forced to abjure his theory, and he was condemned to end his life under house arrest. Jeremy Bentham, born in 1748, a great philosopher and utilitarian humanitarian. He was a child prodigy, and he was an atheist. He propounded the principle of the greatest happiness of the greatest number. He worked for political, legal, prison, and educational reform.
And also sharing February 15th as her birth date in 1820 was Susan B. Anthony, and that birth date is still celebrated today among feminists. She was a Quaker who turned into a Unitarian and then an agnostic. Her only creed, she said, was the perfect equality of women. Susan B. Anthony advised that cautious, careful people, always casting about to preserve their reputation and social standing, never can bring about a reform.
And this weekend, we can say happy birthday to Sir Francis Galton. He was born February the 16th, 1822. He was a cousin of Charles Darwin. Galton was a scientist. He made an impressive study that showed the inefficacy of prayer. And who wrote to his cousin Charles Darwin, "Your book drove away the constraint of my old superstition as if it had been a nightmare."
If you're interested in knowing more about the illustrious and significant contributions of freethinkers, those of us who are free from religion, to history, culture, music, art, progressive thought, check out the Free Thought of the Day, which is a daily calendar at ffrf.org.
We'll be back in a few minutes. We want to talk with a man who lives in a small town in Pennsylvania. He's surrounded by religion and surrounded by religious billboards, who has hosted FFRF's Imagine No Religion billboard in his community for 6 months. And we'll be talking about the uproar that that has created. Two religious billboards, both of them, each of them saying, "In God We Trust." They've been erected just to counter our one little billboard. So don't miss the scoop behind this fascinating controversy.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so.
Imagine yourself heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The color girls say.
And that's a compilation put together by DJ Rex with You Know Who, Imagining There's No Heaven.
A little bit of cognitive dissonance there. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker for Free Thought Radio. And today on the show, I'd like to welcome a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, whose name is Joe. I'm not going to reveal his last name, because he's in a very conservative community. And Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really an honor to speak with both of you.
We're talking with you. You're in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And you, that is the source of a huge controversy right now for the Freedom From Religion Foundation with some billboards. And do you want to talk a little bit about how this got started?
Well, sure. The way it started was, actually, I was driving down the road one day and was passing another church billboard, And actually on the radio at the same time was a guy talking about how important it is for good Christians to tithe. And it was just perfect timing, and I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if you know, free thinkers and atheists would tithe to some free thinking organizations and make things happen? And I decided I was going to do that. I contacted Annie Lurie and asked about putting up a billboard, because I had just read the article in Free Thought Today about the billboard that you'd put up in Madison.
Yeah, we have a billboard campaign.
Yeah, and it was wonderful, and I thought we just need this in this area.
So you were very helpful. You gave me the contacts of the outdoor advertising company and have paid very generously for 6 months of advertising. And it first went up was the end of November, right?
Yep, that's right.
And there wasn't a lot of controversy at first.
There really wasn't much of anything, and it was almost a little disappointing. I wasn't expecting the level of controversy we got, which may have been a little naive, but I was expecting, you know, an article in the paper or a little something, and we did get that. We got an article at the beginning, and it was pretty calm for a while.
And then our contract called for moving the Imagine No Religion billboard to its second site.
Yep, that's right. And whenever it moved, the advertising company that owns the billboards put up a sign of their own that says "In God We Trust" and had a little message there apologizing for our billboard having been there.
Yeah, and let's see, what's the exact wording of that? I have that somewhere.
In the very same place, right? In the
yeah,
very
that's
same
right.
Place.
At the same location. As soon as they took down the Imagine No Religion billboard and moved it over to its new location, in the old location, they put up this sign.
It's got this huge, like in capital letters, "In God We Trust," and then it has their name, and then underneath are the words, "The previous sign posted at this location does not reflect the values or morals of our company. Thank you."
Morals. Oh.
Yeah, I thought that was a good phrase there as well.
Huh. Well, and then what was really funny is the senior account executive for this company, they did a newspaper article about it, of course, and then she told the reporter that I had masqueraded the Freedom From Religion Foundation based in Madison, Wisconsin, as a local church. So she was deceived by us.
Well, they didn't even bother to look up the webpage that was on the sign.
Well, it's just absurd. I mean, first of all, the check and the paperwork and everything else, as
right.
you pointed out, Annie Lurie, came from the Freedom From Religion Foundation in Madison. And they had even created a proposed billboard for us that said Imagine No Religion and said FFRF.org and Freedom From Religion Foundation right on it. I mean, they had to have typed that into their computer to design it, and it's just absurd. I mean, she's...
You can't get too much more upfront than our name, the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
You would think so.
So I imagine that she's gotten a lot of heat from people.
I suspect you're right.
And so she had to come up with some likely or unlikely explanation.
I think she was trying to think quickly on her feet there and made it, I don't know. I hate to speculate.
Or maybe you could call it a lie, maybe? Is that a
Well, no, we won't do that. But In 30 years of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, we have never before been mistaken for a church. Now, why don't you, this is just the beginning of these developments. Do you want to talk about the second billboard that's
going? I thought that was going to be the end. I thought it was going to be pretty quiet then. And then, yeah, here just on, I think on Thursday, a new billboard was posted just, I think it's probably about a mile from where ours was. And it says, why do atheists hate America? Why do atheists hate America?
We actually have a picture of this billboard up at our website at ffrf.org under news releases, but there's a little, very tiny little girl with her hand over her heart, and there's this huge flag that she's under, and then it says, "Why do atheists hate America?" And then it advertises their religious group. And so did you see this, or did you see this before the newspaper story broke?
No, actually, I wanted to go out there yesterday and have a look at it, but no, I haven't had a chance to. So I haven't seen it in person yet. I'm told by some other local freethinkers that it's still up there and is, you know, pretty hideous, but...
Well, this religious organization in Virginia it has some statement at its website, and it says, "The nation's largest atheist group wants you to imagine a world without the Pledge of Allegiance, without faith, without patriotism, and without America as we know it. However, In God We Trust is standing up to them with a new advertising campaign that exposes how much the radical atheist movement hates America and everything our nation stands for." And this statement very subtly ends with a donate button.
Yeah, it is subtle, isn't it?
So I think they saw this as an opportunity to jump in and get some publicity and make some money off a radical, so-called radical atheist agenda.
Well, so why do atheists hate America?
They need to spend some more time on FFRF.org.
Well, I mean, and as speaking as a local person in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and we can see why you need to stay anonymous in this atmosphere. I mean, this is really very offensive.
Yeah, I can't get over just how offensive of a billboard of a sign that is, considering the little, you know, hubbub that happened over our little Imagine No Religion, which was very tasteful, I felt, and just how remarkably offensive this is. You know, why do atheists hate America? Just such a, I don't know, I was very shocked by that. I couldn't believe that could, you know, whatever happen.
I know exactly why. It's a great way to raise money.
Yeah, well, that could be the case.
Now, the newspaper Public Opinion in Pennsylvania has been running regular stories on this. And I did email the reporter after a couple of these stories broke, where they didn't come to me for a quote, and he said he wasn't able to reach me over the weekend. But he did run a story today, didn't he?
Mm-hmm, that's right. It was wonderful. And had a lot of great quotes in there, and I was impressed at how much information he put in there about the you know, about the United States, the founders, and so on, that atheists can be patriotic. What a shock.
I think it isn't coincidental to me that both these billboards that came up to answer ours both say, "In God We Trust."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they see that motto that was adopted by Congress very belatedly in the 1950s as a weapon against, I think, civil liberties for those of us who are unorthodox. That somehow this disenfranchises us as true citizens.
Yep, that's
because
right.
We're not part of the we, are we?
And that's exactly right. And you have to wonder how many of the people who are reading that even realize it, that wasn't originally in there.
You have to be pretty old. You have to remember saying the pledge before it was changed in 1954.
Yep, and before handling it was put on the money and before all of that. It's, people are, you know, and revisionist history, you know, people are not being taught or informed or want to know that wasn't the way it always was.
Well, we will be, I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker. We're talking with Joe, who is a free thinker who lives in rural Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
You
call yourself rural? Very conservative, very religious, who wanted to put up one little billboard to balance all of the religion on the roadside. And it has created quite an uproar in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And Free Thought Radio will be back in a minute to talk more about imagining no religion.
This is the church. This is the steeple. Open the doors. Get in there, you atheist.
I am not trying to get away with anything. I am simply trying to prevent the clock stoppers from dumping a lot of medieval nonsense into the United States Constitution.
Well, you might recognize that was Spencer Tracy portraying the Clarence Darrow figure from a scene in Inherit the Wind, and that often expresses how I feel. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker for Free Thought Radio, produced by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And we are speaking with a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation who lives in rural Pennsylvania. His name is Joe, and he generously has sponsored a billboard that's going to be up for 4 more months, we hope, in Reynoldsburg that says, "Imagine No Religion." And it's very pretty, dainty, really. It's a stained glass window motif that has the words "Imagine No Religion" and then has our website and the name of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And we have another billboard that says, "Beware of Dogma," the same motif of the stained glass window, up in Reynoldsburg, Columbus, near Columbus, Ohio, and we are working on putting them up in every state in the country.
There was one in Atlanta recently.
Yeah, we're working on one in Indianapolis, Nebraska. All kinds of different inquiries are coming in from freethinkers around the country. And so, Joe, you are at the root and the cause of this controversy that we've got going in Chambersburg, where there are two answering billboards, both screaming out, "In God We Trust," and taking us to task for our little billboard.
The War of the Billboards.
Yeah, that's what the newspaper called it.
And we have a religious group entity in Virginia saying wherever we put up our billboard, they're going to follow with this rather hateful billboard that says, "Why do atheists hate America?" And well, for the record, Do you like America, Joe?
As a matter of fact, I do.
And what is your, how did you become a freethinker, someone who rejects religion?
Well, I think I've always been agnostic, at least, whenever I was growing up. It was a very open home. We weren't, you know, we didn't go to church very often, and it was, you know, it was just up to us to decide. And just whenever I was going through high school, I decided that this was an important enough question that I should spend some time trying to figure out the answer for myself. And I bought a lot of books. I bought a lot of Christian books, apologetics books, and atheist books, and read a lot, including Dan Barker's book. Of course, Losing Faith in Faith was a very important one to me, and that's the first time I contacted FFRF was whenever I had read that.
Wow.
And anyhow, and it just made a big difference to me, and I think I went through the same thing a lot of people do whenever they make that decision and finally come to that conclusion, is I just felt alone. You know, I didn't know anyone else who felt the same way as I did. And especially in, you know, rural Pennsylvania.
So you grew up in rural Pennsylvania.
That's right, yep.
And it is very, very religious there, isn't it?
It certainly is.
So having a billboard that says, imagine no religion, I guess just boggles some of the locals' minds.
And that was kind of my goal in doing it. I didn't expect all this controversy. I mean, I expected an article, and I expected people, you know, some people to not be very happy about it. But I, you know, really had two things in mind. I wanted to let other freethinkers know that there's others around here, that they're not alone, and even in rural Pennsylvania. And I wanted to let the religious know that, you know, atheists really do exist. We're really out here, and, you know, and not just some imaginary demon or something. We're real people.
And there have been some good response from people contacting us as a result of your billboard,
as
you know. Very grateful to see it and that they're not alone in this community.
That's right. Yeah, and that's exactly what I was hoping for. I mean, it was just... It's something that's real important, and this day and age, it's nice because you can, you know, join FFRF and you can read the newsletter and listen to this broadcast and all of that. But it's nice to know even in a geographic, you know, area that there's still free thinkers around.
And our sign isn't attacking religious people. We're not saying, imagine no Baptists, you know, or why do Baptists hate America?
And someone who commented on the newspaper article on their website said the same thing, that imagine if the sign that went up that said, why do atheists hate America, imagine if that was replaced with some religious group. You know, why do, you know, Jews hate America, or why do, you know, just imagine what kind of response that would get. But
yeah, it's really very hateful.
Well, yep. This shows us that discrimination against atheists in America is across the board.
Billboard.
Across the billboard.
And we did, a year and a half ago, we interviewed a researcher at the University of Minnesota. There was a pretty distinguished study showing that attitudes toward atheists and agnostics have not changed since the 1960s. They contrasted the bias against blacks, the bias against Muslims, even women, gays, religious minorities, with that of the bias against atheists. And in all respects, the other groups had moved way up in acceptance, but atheists were still at the bottom of the totem pole as being people you wouldn't want someone in your family to marry. It was the study.
And then, of course, there was the other study about the whether or not anyone could ever be elected if they're an atheist.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, 40% said they would, but which was the lowest percentage, but still 40% said.
Of all the groups that they were looking at.
So it doesn't seem to me that atheists can properly be accused of hating America. I think we should say, why does America hate atheists? Yep, we're really nice people. And we support the intentions of our founders in having a secular republic where there is religious liberty for everyone, regardless of your views on religion.
Yep, and that's what America, you know, in my view, was supposed to be all about. It's just the freedom, being able to choose whatever you want to believe or not believe.
And I do have to say things are improving, because 30 years ago and 20 years ago and 10 years ago at the Freedom From Religion Foundation, we tried to buy billboard space and were rejected.
Well, I wonder if you'd ever be able to again in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, we've got a contract for 4 more months.
And they did take our money, didn't they? They
yes.
took
yeah.
your money,
yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Well.
So it'll be very interesting, and we would really like to take this billboard campaign, Imagine No Religion, around the country and try to wake people up, because if you can't even not imagine religion, how can you begin to shed yourself of dogma? It seems like it's the very first step.
Absolutely. And I think the controversy that went along with this one, and I suspect similar controversies at other billboard sites, just goes to show how much that's needed, you know, how much a little bit of a wake-up call really is needed for the general public.
Well, we really appreciate your role in creating. It's been kind of a fun controversy to follow long distance, at least. And in bringing this message to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, we'd like to bring it everywhere to the United States. And we've been talking with Joe, a Pennsylvania freethinker. Do you call yourself an atheist or agnostic?
I'm atheist.
Atheist, who is has sponsored an Imagine No Religion billboard in his hometown, creating a great deal of controversy. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor here with Dan Barker. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe.
Thank you very much for having me.
As always, our announcer is Buzz Kemper. And if you want to hear this show or any of our past, it's been almost 100 shows now, you can find them archived and they're available for podcasting at ffrf.org/radio. And if you want to have a comment or a question on our talkback number, you can call us at 608-204-0422, 608-204-0422.
Ask for more information about the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a complimentary issue of our newspaper, Free Thought Today, at ffrf.org. Go to our website if you want to read more about this controversy. You can see the billboard. You can see the answering billboards at the news release link, at the media coverage link. We thank our guest, Joe, for joining us on Free Thought Radio today and for his generosity and courage in sponsoring an Imagine No Religion billboard in his Pennsylvania community. And we will leave you with the thought, imagine no religion, no how below us, above us, only sky.